Good morning. Before I jump into the message today, I do want to say a huge thank you to Josh Parlett, who filled in for me last week while I was on vacation. Now, if you're watching this and you're saying, I didn't see Josh. No, Josh was at our drive-in service at 10 o'clock Sunday, and we had a past sermon from about a year or two ago that was audibly loaded for you online. But again, thank you, Josh, for filling in for me while I was on vacation. And if you remember, before I went on vacation, before last week, 2 weeks ago, I started a new sermon series about hearing from God. I explained that every born-again Christian is being spoken to by God. God is speaking to you. Our Lord and Savior is speaking to you whether you realize it or not. In fact, if you remember, I actually said that as believers, we should be expecting God to speak to us. But like any other type of communication, it's a two-way road. It takes two for communication to be successful. I've titled today's message, this is going to be the part two in the sermon series, I've titled today's message, Hearing from God Through the Bible and Through Prayer. Let's open with a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much. So much that you have asked me to bring words that you've laid on my heart. Lord, my heart jumps for joy this morning. And I thank you for that. I thank you for the excitement that you have put in my heart. So, Lord, I ask and I pray that I'm able to relay that excitement, relay that joy that you've laid on me this morning. Open our hearts, our eyes, and our minds, dear Heavenly Father, what that you'll have for us in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when it comes to hearing God's voice, perhaps you've had questions like, well, how does God speak to me? You know, how can I know that God is speaking? How can I recognize His voice? Very good questions. Before I answer those, before I get into that, first let me tell you something. I'm going to begin with sharing something which will help us to understand when God is speaking to us, okay? This is very, very, very important. Here it is. We only know the truth about God and His ways as God reveals to us through the Holy Spirit. Let me say it again. You only know the truth about God and His ways as God reveals to us through the Holy Spirit. Now, sure, there are times that you learn by your own efforts, your own intellect, right? The earth is round. We get that. Right? Gravity holds you down. No big brainer, right? But any truth that we know about God and His ways and how it applies to our life is only revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Now you might be sitting there thinking, Donnie, what are you talking about? We don't discover it. Okay? It's not something that we discover over time. It is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to prove it to you. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 12. You see, you got to understand this before you understand God speaking to you, realizing that God is speaking to you. 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 12. 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 12. Let me read you what this says. These are the things that God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God. Lost my spot. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given to us. Here's what the Apostle Paul is telling us. He's saying this. He's saying, you want to know about the wonderful things that God gives you. You want to know about the wonderful things that God says to you. You want to know about the wonderful things that God tells you, shows you, gives you freely. Well, it only comes from the thought, or it only comes from the Holy Spirit. God has given us the Spirit. You get that, right? God has given us His Spirit. This Spirit shares God's thoughts. It shares God's plans. It shares God's purpose. Paul goes on to say, this is why unbelievers cannot understand the things of God, because it's foolishness to them. He actually says that. That's why people, unbelievers, do not understand our belief. Unbelievers do not understand our faith. Unbelievers don't understand why we do what we do. It seems foolishness to them. They don't get it. They don't get because God's not revealed it to them. Why? Because they don't have the Holy Spirit. The only way that we know anything about God is because He reveals His truth to us. That's what this scripture is all about. You have to understand this before you get into understanding God speaking to you. The Holy Spirit speaking to you. The Holy Spirit relaying to you. So why is it important for us to understand? I'm glad you asked. See, when we talk about hearing God's voice, this principle, this is the key for unlocking how we know when God is speaking to us. If we become aware of a truth about God or His ways or what He wants us to do, what I like to call that aha moment, right? That's something that dings in your heart, in your brain. It's not just because you had that V8. No. It's not something that you came up with. It was because God is speaking to you. God is revealing His truth to you. You know, too often, you know, we desire for God to speak to us in profound ways like He did in the Bible. We want God to speak to us directly. We want to hear audibly from God. We want God to speak to us, I mean, like this booming Charleston Heston voice, right? Or we want to see a burning bush. We want to hear from an angel. Right? Or we want to have a vision, because that's how we associate God speaking to us. But just because that hasn't happened doesn't mean that God's not speaking to you. Anytime, listen to me, anytime that you become aware of God's truth, He has spoken to your heart. You get that right? You understand that right? Anytime that God has revealed His truth to you, anytime that God has revealed Himself to you. It's through the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to you. You know, four of the most common ways that people hear God's voice today: through the Bible, through prayer, through our circumstances, and through other Christians. Now, I don't want you to run away from this viewing, this video, and say, well, you know what? Donnie said that there's only four ways that God speaks to you. Nope, that's not the case. I'm not ruling out all the other means, such as dreams and visions, angels, prophecy. God can speak to you however He sees fit. I'm just saying that these are the four, the most common ways. So this morning, I'm going to talk about two of these. I'm going to talk about how God speaks to you through prayer and through Bible reading. And then next week, I'm going to talk about the latter two. This morning, I want to talk about how God speaks to you through the Bible. I want to talk to you about how God speaks to you through prayer. The very first one. God speaks to you through the Bible. One of the primary ways for people to hear God's voice today is through the Bible. We believe by faith that the Bible is the Word of God, right? We say it all the time. We believe by faith that the Bible is the Word of God, right? Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is inspired by God. Authors of the Bible, they heard from God, or they experienced God working in their lives. So what they do, they wrote this down. They wrote down God's Word. They wrote down the experiences that God gave them. Say, okay, Donnie, I get that. I understand that. I believe that. So how does God speak to us through the Bible today? Well, have you ever had the experience of reading God's Word and then suddenly something catches your eye? You're drawn back to a certain verse, a certain sentence, a certain phrase. Or perhaps you've read this passage 100 times. You've read this Scripture 100 times. You've known this Scripture since childhood, right? You've read it, you've heard these stories. But this time when you read it, something new pops up. Something new about God is revealed, right? Or His ways. A new way of looking at this particular passage or the Scripture. And you might be thinking to yourself something like, I've never noticed that before. Isn't that interesting? How have I read this so many different times? How have I known this Scripture? How have I known this story so many years? But now I see this. I understand this. Where did that come from? And you might feel good because you've had this new thought, right? Or you've had this new awareness. Let me tell you something. There's more going on than just that. Since truth is revealed by God, we know nothing about God or His ways unless He reveals it to us. You remember our Scripture? When you're reading the Bible and something new comes to you, something new pops up, it's God speaking to you. It's not just a cool new thought that you came up with on your own. Like, wow, man, I'm pretty smart, right? Feel like a theologian. I come up with this? No, that's not how it works. It is your Creator. Hear me out. It is your Creator trying to share His truth with you so that we will know something about Him and His ways. Something that He wants to share with you. They'll impact your life. The The problem is we don't always recognize this as God's voice. Right? Why? Because it's not Charleston Heston's voice. It's not because we're not hearing this audible voice. It's because we haven't, you know, had that vision, had that angel talk to us. Whatever. Listen to me. When you're reading His Word and you get caught up and you find this new realization, this new thought, God is communicating to you. He is revealing Himself personally to you. If we don't recognize this as God speaking to us, we might end up running the danger of dismissing it as our own thought. And if we do that, then we just turn around and we put it out of our mind as quickly as it came in. And if that happens, we miss the opportunity to follow our Lord and experience His work in our life. There's a reason He's doing it. Too often, the Lord takes me personally from Scripture to Scripture to Scripture to Scripture. I told you two weeks ago up here at the drive-in service, I had one entire week where I was studying in 2 Corinthians, but the Lord took me from Psalms to Isaiah. I was in Romans, back to Psalms, Proverbs, Isaiah. Listen, that wasn't coincidence. God was showing me something. God was telling me something. And He does the exact same thing for you. Once we realize that God is speaking to us, we need to take Him seriously. So if you're reading God's Word, if you're reading the Bible and you hear God speaking to you, what I mean by that is, if God draws our attention, if He draws your attention, or we have a new realization in that Scripture that you're reading. If you're reading that Scripture, you've read it 100 times, now you read it and something totally new has popped up. Stop what you're doing. Don't keep on reading. Not yet. Stop what you're doing. Reflect on that Scripture and pray about it. Right then, right there. Stop and pray and ask God, God, what is it that you're revealing to me? What truth do you want to tell me? Lord, are you showing me more about you? And then continue reading. Or go back and read it again. Spend time in prayer when those moments happen, because God is trying to reveal Himself to you. He's not coincidentally just sharing a new truth with you for no particular reason. There's a reason for it. God is leading you someplace. God's taking you down a specific road. He's talking to you. You need to know what it is. Ask yourself some questions. Why is God revealing this truth to you? Is there something about Himself that He wants you to know? Is there something God wants you to do? Maybe He wants you to say. Is there a sin that He wants you to confess? Is there a way God wants you to show His love to you or to others? Is He trying to enlighten you on some decisions that you're struggling with? Huh? We talked about that a few weeks ago. Listen, if we fail to listen, or if we fail to respond to God's prompting, we'll miss out on the corresponding blessings that go along with it. All right? Let me say it again. If we fail to listen and respond to God's prompting in those moments when He's speaking to you, if you don't take the time to figure out, if you don't take the time to pray about it and understand what God is trying to say to you, well, then you're going to miss out on the blessings that come with it. If you fail to do that, then you're going to miss out. You won't experience God working in your life because we failed to hear and respond to Him. So I want to challenge you with something, something you're not going to hear too many preachers talk to you about. I'll tell you this. Pay attention to this one. Rather than reading the Bible for informational purposes, rather than reading the Bible just to understand it, rather than just read it to gain knowledge, or because it's the right thing to do, read the Bible expecting God will speak to your heart. Expect God to reveal Himself to you. I'm going to tell you something. Scripture reading for me went to a whole new level when I started reading the Bible with the expectation that God was going to speak to me personally, one-on-one. Right? I started getting up in the morning early, excited about what God was going to tell me. Right? God, tell me what you want me to know. God, I want to hear you speak to me this morning. God, show me more about your Son. God, show me more about yourself. God, show me more about the Holy Spirit. And expect that response. The second way the Lord's going to speak to you is through prayer. So let me start off by telling you this. Prayer is being in a relationship with God. Okay? Prayer is not just offering up a list of concerns and needs to God. Sorry to hurt your feelings. Prayer is communicating with God. It is the way that we stay in a relationship with God. If the only reason that we're praying is to get God to do something for us or for someone else, we've missed the point of prayer. Didn't like that one, did you? If the only reason that we're praying is to get God to do something for us or a loved one, then we miss the point of prayer. The thing that God wants most from you is a personal relationship. The thing that God wants most from you is a personal, intimate relationship. Everything, your entire spiritual life stems from this. We stay in that relationship. We grow in that relationship with God through prayer. You know, if we were to look back on the life of Jesus, you'd see that He spent significant amount of times in prayer with His Father. Early in the morning, late at night, sometimes all day long. But don't think for a minute that He spent the entire time talking. No. He was also listening. He was listening to what His Father wanted Him to say or do. John 8:28 says this. He says, "So Jesus said, 'When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me.'" Relating to God goes both ways. It's talking, telling God our fears. Yes, telling God our concerns, telling God our needs, but it doesn't stop there. You also have to listen. You've got to listen. Earlier on, when I first started this message, I talked to you about communication being a two-way highway. It's a two-way road. And we do a lot of talking. We still need to do a lot of listening. If you're like me, talking with God, telling Him what I want Him to do, you know what? It's a lot easier than listening for what God wants to share with me. Why? Because that requires patience. It requires time. But you need to understand something. God is trying to tell you something. God is trying to talk to you. Henry Blackaby, he writes in his book, The Experiencing God. Let me show you what he says. Let me read what he says. He says this: what God says in prayer is far more important than what you say. Woo. You get that? What God says in prayer is far more important than what you say. Wow. Hurts, but it's true. It's true because God already knows what He wants to do. God already knows what He wants to work out in this world, but we're usually too busy doing all the talking, or we're too busy to spend time listening in prayer, hearing what God wants to say to us, what God wants to say to Donnie. Have you ever had a conversation? You ever had a phone conversation with someone where you needed to tell that person something very important? I mean, really. I mean, it was something that's going to benefit them. They need to hear this. It's going to solve some problems, going to fix some anxiety issues maybe. You've got a piece of information that they need to know, but you can't get a word in edgewise. You been there? You know what I'm talking about. That's frequently us in our prayer time. Our prayer time with our Heavenly Father. Man, I'm so glad that God is patient with us, aren't you? There's many different ways which people hear God in listening prayer. Notice I said listening prayer. I didn't say talking prayer. Yeah, there's two different types. There's many different ways that God will speak to you in a listening prayer. One common way we hear God in our prayer is when God leads you to a specific passage of Scripture. Isn't it ironic? I talked about the very first way that God speaks to you is in the Bible, through your reading. Then we get into prayer, and how does God answer you in prayer? It takes you back to the Bible. It's important when that happens to go back to the Bible. Find that verse that He's laid on your heart, right? That verse that you knew as a child, haven't seen it for 20 years, and you're praying, and that Scripture pops into your mind. Go back to that Scripture. Read it. Chew on it. Mull it over. Pray about it some more. Find out why He's wanting you to read this. Find that verse. Review that passage and see what God is talking to you about. See what He's saying to you. Another way I hear from God in prayer is receiving the image or the name of a specific person. And here's what I mean by that. When I'm praying and God interrupts my prayer, and He does quite frequently. And the closer I grow in that relationship with Him, the more I find myself, or the more I find God interrupting my prayer. When I'm praying and God interrupts that prayer by putting someone on my heart, on my mind, well, I know I stop because I know God's wanting me to pray for that person. Now, they may be on the prayer list. They may not be on the prayer list. They may have a health issue or a concern that I know about or one that I don't know about. Doesn't matter. God knows. God knows why. So in what He's doing is the Holy Spirit now is needing me to pray for that particular person. I don't have to know what's going on. I don't have to know all the details. About a month ago, I sat down early morning to have my alone time with God. Grabbed my coffee, my Bible and I go to either the back porch or the front porch, now that it's still warm. And before I even dive into His Word, I always start off with a prayer. Okay? I pray for whatever is clouding my mind. Whatever is on my heart, whatever is on my mind, from the time that I got up to get my coffee, to get to my alone time with God, whatever had popped up on my mind, might be something that was going on the night before, the evening before, the week before. Whatever it is, I pray about it right then and there, because I had to have that clarity of mind before I can get into God's Word and before I can talk with God. I pray for the Lord to speak to me. I pray for the Lord would help me understand what it is that I'm reading. And then I pray that I can apply that to my life, whatever it is I'm reading that day, that I can apply it to my life for just that day. Tomorrow's a whole nother day. That particular morning, I started my prayer off not the normal way. I started it off, Lord, laid on my heart. I started praying for the Lord to lay people on my heart that I could pray for. You know what happened? Name after name after name after name was laid on my heart. And I spent the entire devotional time that morning in prayer for other people. I didn't even get into the reading the scriptures that day. God said, you know what I need you to do today? I need you to pray for people. And not just any people. I want you to pray for this person, and 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 this person. I spent the entire morning, hours, praying for people that I didn't even know what was going on, but God did. People that the Lord laid on my heart. The funny thing is, the things that I had going on, the things that I thought was important or seemed such an issue in my life, really didn't turn out to be that big of a deal after I spent hours in prayer for somebody else. Listen to me, God is not limited to the ways that He can speak to you. I just want to cover the most common this morning. But there's one thing that I want to make sure and clarify. Very, very, very important, right? You need to understand this. You need to know this. No matter what you think God is telling you, no matter what you think God is saying to you, you must confirm it by the Bible. You have to have confirmation. Whatever you sense that God is saying to you in prayer, or even out of prayer for that matter, you have to confirm it by the Bible. Now you might be thinking, well, why do I need to do that, Donnie? I mean, the Lord spoke to me. I know it was the Lord. He spoke to me. It was from the Lord. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit will never contradict Himself. Okay? The Holy Spirit will never contradict Himself. For example, if you're praying and the sense of the Holy Spirit is guiding you to cheat on your spouse or leave your family or do physical harm to someone else, say something, gossip, sin in general, you're not hearing from God. Okay? God ain't speaking to you. You know how I know? Because God has already told us not to do that kind of stuff. He's already said, this is not what I want you to do. God does not contradict Himself. That thought was not from God. That either comes from your own selfish desire or something that the enemy is trying to relay. The Lord God will never tell you to do something that contradicts the Bible. In closing, you know how I often like to open the message with a question. You know that, right? Today I want to do the exact opposite. I'm going to end today's message with a question. I want to send you away thinking about something. You ready? Here you go. If two of the primary ways that God speaks to us is through the Scripture and through prayer, then the obvious question here is, how often are we spending time doing these two things? How often are we doing these two things with the expectation of hearing God speak to us? I got you thinking. If you're in constant need of the Lord speaking to you, but you're not praying about it, you're not praying in general, or you're not reading God's Word, then you're going to have a lot of trouble hearing from Him. And pause on that one. You want to hear from God? Take time to pray. Read His Word, and then listen for the Lord to speak to you. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank You for prayer. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that I can listen and hear Your voice. Thank You so much that You can speak to us through the Holy Spirit. I thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit that can guide us, that can direct us, that can speak to us, that can show us, that can reveal more of You to us. Oh, what a gift. Thank You so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. I look forward to getting back next week. Be safe this week. God bless, and we'll see you again later.